For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. A 36-year-old Brainerd man accepted a plea agreement Wednesday in the November 2024 shooting death of another man and the abduction of a pregnant woman and her four children near Brainerd. The Brainerd Dispatch reports Chad Aaron Onarood pleaded guilty to first-degree murder with intent while committing arson, kidnapping to facilitate a felony or flight, first-degree burglary with a dangerous weapon, and two other charges of second-degree assault with a dangerous weapon. All other charges were dropped as part of the agreement. Onarood killed the man when he came over to check on his pregnant neighbor after her kids showed up at his house down the road. Onarood proceeded to set the house next to the woman's residence on fire, forced her into a van, and then picked up the kids, who were in the care of the neighbor's wife and a roommate. An Amber Alert was issued, and he and the victims were located near Little Falls about 5 hours later. The woman had been sexually and physically assaulted by Onarood. He faces a life sentence with the possibility of parole after 30 years. Former Minnesota Republican Party Chair David Hahn is running for U.S. Senate. He announced Thursday his intentions to vie for the open 2026 seat left by Democratic Senator Tina Smith's upcoming retirement. Hahn chaired the state GOP from 2021 to 2024 before losing his bid to keep the position to now party chair Alex Plekish. Before that, Hahn was the minority leader in the state Senate, an Eden Prairie school board member, and worked in business. He says the rare open Senate seat is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. A news release from his campaign says he will focus on affordability, accountability, and public safety, and that today's DFL is, quote, not the party of our parents and grandparents.
The Democrats are imploding. Whether their nominee is Peggy Flanagan or Angie Craig, they will have spent months begging for approval from the far-left base that is transforming the DFL into a socialist party.
Also vying for the Republican nomination are controversial former NBA player and former Senate candidate Royce White, retired Navy SEAL Adam Schwarzy, and Navy veteran Tom Weiler. At least 14 Minnesota-run Medicaid programs have been flagged for fraud. Assistant U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson shared the update Thursday at a press conference announcing charges against more fraudsters. The programs are largely aimed at serving Minnesotans with disabilities. Thompson says half or more of the $18 billion billed since 2018 may be fraudulent. Governor Tim Walz praised the new charges on Thursday, but on Friday he cast doubt on Thompson's estimates. The Minnesota Reformer reports Walz says the number is politically motivated and created by the Trump administration. The goal of the, quote, sensationalism is to end governmental safety net programs for those who need it. The Reformer says it's unclear how much of the money comes from state taxpayer dollars. Around one-third of Minnesotans' Medicaid dollars come from the state, with the rest funded by the federal government. Walz announced audits of the 14 programs in October and said that payments would be paused if anomalies were detected. The governor has drawn criticism for his response to the widespread fraud allegations, especially from Republicans. They say it is too little, too late. The Pollution Control Agency is launching two analyses of sulfate levels in Minnesota waters. Both are expected to be completed in late 2026 and could inform the agency's approach to implementing the wild rice sulfate standard. Questions around the standard were raised earlier this year amid debate over new wastewater permits for U.S. Steel's Keetac mine. The agency says the impact of sulfates on the environment is well documented, but there is also data that suggests naturally occurring sulfate levels vary across the state. People have also expressed concern about relying on a 50-year-old standard. In response, the PCA will evaluate peer-reviewed science to validate the impacts of sulfate on wild rice. It will also work with academic experts to understand and document variations in sulfate levels. The stringent 10 milligrams per liter standard will stay in place in the meantime, but the agency says there may be a temporary delay of sulfate rules and permits. The PCA is still reviewing comments from the public on the Keetac permits and says there is no timeline for the decision. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.